each of you.
Welcome you once more to our podcast, That Metal Interview Podcast, and your friend James once more. Thank you for your support from all these thousands and thousands of other podcasts out there, right? So thank you guys. This episode involves Jason Brown of Psychotic Youth. These guys are from California. Visually, to me, they kind of look like Suicidal Tendencies, and I don't want to call them punk rock because he's going to tell us the actual genre that this falls under. So anyways, we'll let you guys be the judge, okay? So check it out. Let's listen to Cycle Up. That's C-Y-C-O, Cycle Up. This is the band's latest, newest single and video. Enjoy, man. We'll be right back. Very rockish, complete, awesome American rock. I would call it punk rock. Some people might call it something else. So anyways, it's badass rock to me. So here is our interview with Mr. Jason Brown of Psychotic Youth. Enjoy. Psychotic Youth, you guys have a new single, Psychofied. First single in about 30 years, is that right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we did a reunion show about 5 years ago, and we did it with some of the original members. It was just to do it for basically for a friend of ours for his benefit. And it kind of started, you know, more promoters started calling us and the band started taking off. And me and my brother started it back in 84, 83-ish. And we got some new members and started to play more gigs and to write some new tunes. And basically, we went into the studio with Nick Jett, He's a drummer from Terror, and okay. we were doing pre-production at the time, and my brother decided to move back to Las Vegas. So at the time we were in the studio. So Nick Jett actually played on this record. So yeah,
awesome. So
yeah, so we have a full length that we coming out this summer, but Psychofied is the single we just dropped, and it's going really well for us.
Yeah, that was one of my questions. Is there a full-length album coming in the future, you know?
Yes, sir. We got 12 bangers. This album's called Psycho Up.
Okay,
and,
cool.
And we're still working with labels right now. We just got management, so we're shopping a couple labels, Century Media, and a couple other people are interested, but we'll see how it goes at the time. We're going to release a couple more singles, a couple more videos, and we're going to go from there.
So have you guys been jamming here and there? I mean, the 30-year hiatus, I guess? You mentioned...
Yes. Yes, my brother took off in around 1990, and I joined a thrash metal band called Evil, E-V-O-L, and we played with like Dark Angel, Pantera, King Diamond, XL. We played with a lot, and I kind of just traveled through the changing of music, and that went on for a couple years. We had a deal on the table from Hollywood Records, which was owned by Disney at the time, and it didn't work out for us, but I stayed with that band for a few more years, and then kind of just did some side projects here and there, got into another project called Strapped. We had an album deal with a Seattle-based company called Vinyl Records. We toured over in Europe, and we did a release in 2005. It was called Los Anarchy Chaosfornia. We opened up for Snoop Dogg over there in Europe.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was pretty good, and we kept moving at the time, and then, some members started changing, and people started moving away, and but I still did. I still continued. The guitar player that's in Psychotic Youth now, his name is Rob McHale. He played in a thrash metal band from Venice here called Crooks on Sada, and me and him had a side project called Sick Shop. It was more hardcore thrash metal kind of stuff. So yeah, I've been keeping it up, brother, since I was 15. So this one is probably my best stuff yet, and I'm just stoked for it to be out there.
I guess once a musician, always a musician, huh?
Yeah, that's true, brother. I'm a full-time tattoo artist.
Yeah.
Been tattooing 25 years.
Awesome.
It's called ST Tattoo Studio. And me and Mike Muir from Suicidal Tendencies, we opened it up in 98.
Yeah, awesome. Wow.
Yeah.
So you know Mike?
Yeah, brother. We've been, born and raised in Santa Monica and Venice area. We've been friends for 30 years. 30 plus, and I used to go on tour with them and tattoo on the road, and help them. I was a bass tech for a while, and we're still friends to this day. It's a very good friend of mine, and we still keep in touch a lot, man.
Wow, that's so cool. Knowing Mike Muir personally, that's very cool.
Yeah, definitely, good guy.
Yeah, how would you categorize your band's genre? Would you say it's punk rock, or would you say it's something else?
It's a little bit more, I would say, on the hardcore level.
Yeah.
But, we get some more heavy groove. I think that people get things mixed up, because all I think is, when I think of punk rock and hardcore, I just think hardcore is punk rock with metal guitars. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I think we're more on the hardcore metal late genre, but we have some songs that we did bring back from the old days, and everyone's kind of graduating playing their instruments. Everyone's gotten better, everyone's got a little older and more technical.
Yeah.
And getting in the studio with Nick Jett just kind of brought us to that level, especially with him playing drums, because we added more double bass, we added more up-tempo beats, and everything's a little bit more angry, a little more punchier. So, yeah, I would call it hardcore for sure.
Hardcore. There you go. Nice.
Yeah.
So take us back to your beginnings in music. At what age did you first know you liked rock and metal, you know, and all that?
You know, when I met Mike, it was probably 83 that I met him. And, you know, the first album came out on Frontier, their debut album. And at that time, you know, they were just a local punk band and playing backyard parties and, you know, empty halls and stuff. And he pulled up in his Maverick with a trailer on the back. They were going up to do a tour, and he handed me that record. I'm like, wow, this is a trip, man. And I started listening to that. I was probably 14, started getting into like English punk, Exploited, like Discharge and stuff like that. And then around 84, I saw my first show right here in Santa Monica, and it was Black Flag, The Misfits, and The Vandals.
Oh, wow.
And man, that was like, especially The Misfits, it was just like, man, when the lights went off, it was just terrifying. But, you know, yeah. Been getting into it ever since, along with all kinds of different styles, you know, from jazz to hip hop to, oldies, soul. But my love for music is definitely hard, heavy stuff, like the stuff that we're playing.
Awesome. Yeah, I heard the song, and, you know, it's a badass song, Psycho Fight. Very cool. Who are your heroes? You know, who do you point as your musical heroes in life?
Well, dude, you know, right now I love bands like Killswitch Engage.
Yeah.
Bands like, you know, like Hatebreed, obviously Exploited, but, you know, Deftones. Man, Deftones has been a big influence on me, even though our stuff doesn't really sound like that. But, you know, anything from the Ghetto Boys to Aggression to Al Green, you know, I love it all. And you know, I expose myself to music, I expose my kids to the music. And you know, Mike's been a big influence business wise
yeah,
friend wise you know, the dude is just, you know, running up and down the stage, he's got good stamina.
Yeah.
And you know, I you know, I look up to him, and you know, he's also a businessman. So I see how he works, and I see how he does it. And man, it just, coming from the neighborhood and playing the backyard parties with bands like No Mercy and bands like XL, it really kind of brought us to the plateau of that, we call it the West Side Sound, the West Side of Los Angeles. And it's something that's very special that comes out of only this area, you know.
Right.
Back in those days, in the punk rock days, you were either American punk, English, or you were a suicidal punk, and people couldn't understand it, where these guys look like friggin' cholos, where they got blocks,
yeah,
and they're wearing Pendletons and bandanas, and they're on skateboards. So, you know, the skate punk scene just kind of flew off, and then they came out with Join the Army, their second album, and it just kind of put everybody on the plateau that is from this area, because people could understand that type of music.
Yeah. So speaking of Psychotic Youth, you mentioned about 83, 84, that's when the band started, give or
yes,
take.
Sir.
How did that begin? Whose idea was that? Well, or
me and my brother and a couple friends of mine, you know, there was, you know, like ST was playing, and there was a lot of bands coming out of here. So,
yeah,
we're like, let's start a punk band. And at the time, we didn't have any money. So my buddy, our first guitar player, he built his own guitar in wood shop. And my brother was actually playing on some recycling cans. You know, we just do that D-beat shit, you know. And
yeah,
I was singing out of a bass amp and a cheap microphone. And finally, we all got good gear. We brought another homie in to play bass. And we started kind of doing the backyard party circuit over here on the west side. It was very, you know, kegger parties. Back then, the Sunset Strip was all hair metal, you know, so there was no punk rock on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood. So we really wanted to play at the famous Roxy. So what we did was we went into the studio and recorded a very, very metal song, and a you know, approached the promoter, said, yeah, we're metal. And then when we got there, we ended up playing punk rock, and it turned into a friggin' riot. They, you know, tried to take us off the stage. The cops came and tried to arrest people. And so, yeah, man, it started kind of flying off from there. And before we had the name Psychotic Youth, we were a band called Delinquent Society.
Okay.
And then, you know, the whole psycho thing where you spell it C-Y-C-O is how we would skate. That's what those were our, you know, let's get psycho.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we said, you know, let's change it to Psychotic Youth and spell it different. And here we are 30 years later with Psychofied. And the video, it's got a bunch of unreleased footage of Jay Adams skating, and there's a lot of extreme sports in the video, and everyone that's in the video doing those extreme sports, they're in my band. The guitar player does motocross, the drummer does BMX, and then my bass player does downhill skating. So, you know, we come from that area. We do those things. We're just not people that just decided to do it. We bring that edge. And so we said, hey, man, let's get psychofied. Let's, you know, let's put everything into it. You fall down, you get back up. And that song was dedicated to Jay. He passed away some years back. So I said, you know what? Let's get some footage of people skating and doing what we do. And, man, here we are with the full-length album. And we're just, you know, bringing it back from our roots, but a little bit more technical.
Very cool. That's an original title right there, Psychofied. Very, very original.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we're digging on it, dude. And the cover features a picture of Jay skating at the old Venice Boardwalk, where there was no skate parks. We would just get plywood and put it up against the walls, and we would bring these big crowds, the people that were coming down to Venice Beach and tourists. And, you know, you had guys like Christian Hosoi skating down there, Aaron Dressen, all these big names got started down there skating.
Wow, very cool.
Yeah, man.
Can we expect, I'm in Texas, can we expect the band to come down here sometime? A tour, well,
definitely,
I guess.
Definitely, bro. Definitely. Definitely working on trying to tour this album. Working on a booking agent right now. And we'll definitely get out there as soon as possible. Hopefully doing a release for the full length this summer. And yeah, if you go to our social media at Psychotic Youth Official, you'll be able to see all our tour dates and everything that's going on. Definitely.
Very cool. So that was one of my questions. Where can the people find you guys on Instagram and all that? You guys have all the socials, right?
Yeah, I got all the socials. The main social is Instagram at Psychotic Youth Official, or Facebook. We're working on a new Facebook. Had to change some things around. It'll be on all download platforms. Our single is available on all download platforms right now. And we're going to release a limited vinyl. And then hopefully next year we'll be releasing a cassette and vinyl in Japan.
Nice.
For a Japan release, definitely.
Would you like to send a message to the Psychotic Youth fanatics listening to this podcast?
Yeah, man. Go on those platforms, man. Download Psychofied. We'll be seeing you guys in a town near you. Let's get Psychofied and fuck shit up.
Awesome. Thank you, Jason. Thank you for your time. And I hope to see you on the road.
Man.
And I can't wait for the full length.
Yes, sir, brother. Cool, brother. I appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Mr. Jason Brown. Thank you for being a part of our podcast, That Metal Interview Podcast. And we thank you guys for listening to our conversations with these rock stars and metal stars. So truly appreciate it. On behalf of myself, James. And don't forget to support Psychotic Youth, C-Y-C-O-T-I-C, Youth. Psychotic Youth, look them up on their socials. Their latest video, Psycho Up, you guys heard it a little bit earlier. You saw it. It depends if you're watching the YouTube video for this or if you're listening to the audio versions on Spotify and all that. So that was the latest single from Psychotic Youth. It's called Psycho Up, C-Y-C-O, Up. So check it out. Support them. Look for their stores online or in person if you catch them on tour, and purchase merchandise, so that way we keep all rock metal acts afloat, you know, financially. So support these acts, support rock metal if you're a metal head. So awesome. So thank you guys, and don't forget to keep it metal.
That Metal Interview.